Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Great to be here with you today. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We've got a lot of things to go over here this hour. I do want to get into the Trump taking over DC ordeal. There's a lot of people concerned about this, and I've got a few things to talk about as it pertains to this. One of which would be the, before I get into that, first of all, it's 78 degrees here. It's going to be a high of about 83. We are going to have showers off and on today. And so you'll want to be aware of that. The reason for those showers is a storm over by New Orleans that actually was a potential cyclone, but it's going to make landfall before it can develop. So I want to give you a heads up about that first. Then we do have a tropical storm Aaron out there in the Atlantic that is headed towards the Bahamas. So not sure, it'll be middle next week before you even have to be concerned with it, but I want to give you a heads up about it. We got somebody texting and says, didn't we have a Hurricane Aaron like 30 years ago? Yes, there was a Hurricane Aaron 30 years ago. So, that's the, neither here nor there, but yes, it was as well. Got out of the couple of texts. We were talking about the Paw Patrol or the Pup Patrol at the Pensacola International Airport. I was saying that I think it's a really cool thing. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 to noon. And got a text here says, I get anxiety from not being able to pet service dogs. So that's cool to me. That's true. You see a service dog and you're like, oh, can I pet your dog? And they're like, service dog. And you're like, oh, okay, oh, fine. Yeah. It's kind of funny. Then then somebody else says the service dogs have been there for like 30 years. Nine years, and they have been the hours have changed based on volunteers. And when volunteers are able to, do something with them and stuff. So that's very cool. Didn't realize that. Like I said, I saw him last year and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And then I never saw him again. And then I saw this report from WEAR about the service animals there. And I was like, that's so freaking cool. So I think it's a really cool feature. I'm glad that we have that at the Pensacola International Airport. Okay, so back to the Trump thing. So Trump has federalized the police in DC, and he's taking over the police in DC, the Metro Police Department, and sending out National Guard. And so here's the history behind it, according to White House insiders. One is he's been concerned about crime in the city ever since 2020 during the Black Lives Matter protests. He deployed the National Guard back then during those protests, to try to help control the city, help control what was going on at the city, right? And so he was already concerned with it way back then. And now he's still been concerned. And I guess what had happened, according to White House staffers, is he really became concerned when he saw that report of the former DOGE staffer, Edward Korestein, who was beaten and bloodied last week by a group of youths on a DC street. All right, so that he got angry about that, seeing pictures of him wounded and beat up. Then he saw a report on Fox about how bad the crime was in DC, and that was the final straw, according to the White House advisor. He said he wanted it done, so we scrambled and we got it done. The thing is some people are saying this is unprecedented, this is uncalled for. The president trying to come in and federalize the military and things like that. So I looked into, because I have to say, when it first happened, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, what? The president of the United States is trying to control crime in a city That's not even his job. It's not his duty. Is that his purview? Let's look into the legalities of it. I found it. So turns out it is legal. There's a thing called House Rule. What's it called here? I just lost it. House. Where it is? House Rule Act of 1973. House Rule Act of 1973 basically says Congress can residents of D.C. can elect their mayor and the city council members, but Congress still reviews all legislation that they might pass before it becomes law, and Congress controls the city budget. Also part of this House Rule Act of 1973, it gives the president power under special conditions of an emergency nature to take control of the Metro Police Department. These services cannot extend beyond 48 hours unless the president notifies the chairman and ranking members of the congressional committee that oversee the city. He makes that notification in writing, stating the reason for the extension and anticipated duration. In this case, he requested 30 days. I'll give you more details right after traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10 westbound, just between Davis and Highway 29, seeing some delays through that construction zone. I'd say about a 7 to 9 minute delay. Also, Highway 90 southbound heading into Pensacola, you're going to see about a 7 to 9 minute delay. Traffic is moving, but it's just the amount of congestion traffic there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thank you very much, John. So the president can indeed take control of the Metro Police Department and San National Guard under emergency situations. He has to notify Congress what the duration would be, no more than 30 days. That's exactly what he did. So the president went ahead and did that. So he has 30 days. After 30 days, Congress has to approve any further extensions as it pertains to that. Now, one of the things that you look at is the... one of the things you look at is that what was the emergency situation? So he can do it under emergency situation only. What was the emergency situation? So the emergency situation, of course, to the Trump administration is violent crime. And that crime is really bad in the city and something's got to get done. The D.C. mayor and other Democrats are saying this is not true. In fact, I looked up stats and found that, according to the Justice Department, Washington, D.C. statistics, violent crime statistics, are at a 30-year low as of this past year. There was a spike in violent crime in 2023, but even that spike was less than what the crime was in 2016, 2015, 2014, 2013, 2012, 2011, 20. The highest spike was actually 2012, 2013. That was the highest spike in violent crimes in those areas. But just because it's a 30-year low doesn't mean it's low. Looking at the statistics earlier, prompted by a texter who said, what's the crime stats of D.C. compared to Chicago, for example? I was like, oh, good question. Let's look it up. And I look it up and I was stunned. There are certain wards. There's like 8 wards in D.C. And there are certain wards in D.C. where the crime and the crime rate and the homicide rate in those wards is equivalent to large metropolitan cities. For example, Ward 1 and Ward 2 each individually have the same homicide rates as Salt Lake City, Utah. Ward 3 has the same crime rate, homicide rates as Baltimore. I mean, it's like, what? Yeah, it's very... So even though it's a 30-year low, people go, oh, okay, it's a 30-year low. It's, you know, this is unprecedented. Well, that 30-year low is still higher than what most cities are. In other words, really, really bad. So good, it's 30-year low. You still got a long ways to go. So that's the precedent. That's the emergency reasoning behind it, if that makes sense. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Just wanted to explain all that for you. Coming up here next, we get an update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Plus, there's some very interesting things as it pertains to AI and driving. That's next on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games. Plus, weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
It makes us less in control. There's a beautiful lady who breaks in the sand with secrets that she only knows. Oh, she gives and she takes with each wave that she makes, and it's to her that I must go.
Good morning, News. Okay, I'm Bobby Ross. He's coming for Andrew. 78 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 83 today. And we mentioned before, we're going to have rain off and on today, and a big reason for that is because there's a storm system over by New Orleans. That it's going to make landfall pretty soon, but it was a potential cyclonic storm system. If it had time to develop, it could turn into something, but it's going to make landfall later today. But we're going to be getting rain from that. Could be up to 6 inches of rain today in South Alabama as well as here in the Panhandle. So just be aware of that. Then let's see here. We've got, I want to bring this story up here real quick. There was, where'd it go? Big news. AOL dial-up internet is shutting down.
What?
America Online.
What am I going to do?
I know. How are you going to access the internet now?
I know. I
don't even know. America Online is, that was for many people their introduction to the internet was
You've
AOL,
got mail.
Right? You've got mail. And the remember the dial-up sound?
Yes.
The screen. Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
The youngins will never understand it.
No, they don't.
The struggles were real.
Kids with their impatience today, they would never be able to do the internet like we had.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't have lasted.
They would lose their minds. Mm-hmm. It was so frustrating back then. But yeah, they've been in business obviously since the 90s. It was still been an option. I can't believe it was an option even today, but it was. But they put out a statement saying it routinely evaluates its products and services and decided to discontinue its dial-up internet on September 30th. So you got till September 30th to try to find another way to access the internet. apparently, dial-up was about $10 a month or less. So, yeah, you could get internet for $10 a month. There you go.
Not even going to touch it.
Here's a text. Still faster than Cox. Oh, come on now. All right, let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. If you're on I-10 westbound between Davis Highway and Highway 29, through that construction zone, I'm seeing some minor delays. Also, Davis Highway southbound, starting around the hospital, going all the way down to Olive Road. You're going to see about a 9 to 10 minute delay there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Here's the text. I used my neighbor's dial up. What a cheapster I was.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Oh, so yes.
Yes, we had to get off our neighbors. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what we got going on in the news?
I can't believe dial-up still existed this year.
I know, right?
I had to look up the last modem speed. They were still using 56K modems, apparently, on that.
Oh, wow.
So, all right, here's our headlines. The Texas Department of Public Safety, Bobby, on the lookout for the runaway Democrats that skipped the state in order to stall GOP redistricting efforts. House Speaker Dustin Burrows said yesterday, state troopers are conducting stakeouts at the homes of absent Democrat House members in an attempt to round them up and get them back to the Capitol. The DPS also set up a tip line for the public to report sightings of Democrats who haven't skipped the state but aren't going to work. Burrows says absentee Democrats will be fined $500 per day and required to repay the travel costs of bringing them back. Schools in Los Angeles. Yeah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, let me just weigh in on that real quick. You see this happen in other states. It's happened in Texas. It's happened in Minnesota before, where Republicans actually walked out. And so you get this sometimes where they don't have the majority. So the minority is like, I'm out of here. I don't want to vote on this issue. I don't want to be forced to vote on this. I don't want to not even just be forced to vote on it. I just don't want to even come up for a vote, even though we're going to unilaterally vote no. We're the minority, so it's not going to pass. So this is just it's a temporary thing. Eventually they got to show back up and eventually it will pass. It's just their way of it's a protest.
Schools in Los Angeles are setting up safe zones to protect students from immigration raids. Their new school year starts Thursday. Mayor Karen Bass in L.A. says neither LAPD or school police will be sharing information with federal agencies conducting immigration enforcement. And big news coming out yesterday, Bobby, the UFC has signed a big deal with Paramount. The company has acquired the U.S. media rights for all 43 UFC live events. It's a deal worth $7.7 billion over 7 years and starts in 2026. All UFC events will stream on Paramount Plus, and it will not be any additional charge for those events. So it basically gets rid of the UFC pay-per-view model.
Very interesting. So, UFC is kind of lost a little bit of the following because there's other competing organizations out there, other fight, type things and stuff. But this is their way of trying to, I think that'll be really good for them.
Cutting the costs for all their fans could bring a lot of those fans who used to watch and don't now back into the fold.
I totally agree. Yep. I definitely think that as well. Yeah. Would not surprise me at all. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew here. Don't know if I have time for this story. Okay, I do. I'll just share it real quick. So this is not happening here in the United States yet. This is in the UK. And in the UK, they have those driver's cameras, those traffic cams that are so frustrating that people protest them all over the United States even. Don't want to have those traffic cams. But in the UK, they have them where they have AI, artificial intelligence involved with the traffic cam. That's right. So AI is now controlling the traffic cams and catching people not wearing seatbelts, catching people who are on their phones texting and driving. Oh, all right. So kind of interesting thing right there. I still don't know if I want AI getting involved with it. Although the texting and driving, man, something's got to be done with it. It's getting a little out of hand.
All right, you are clear. Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Crime doesn't take a break in D.C. An unidentified shooter in Logan Circle shot another man dead. D.C.'s 100 murder this year, hours after President Trump launched a federal takeover of D.C. police to cut violent crime. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth telling Fox 800 National Guard troops will hit the Capitol streets in the coming days.
We're going to work right alongside our law enforcement partners as force multipliers. This is what the American people voted for.
D.C. Metro Police are short 700 members. President Trump gives China a 90-day trade extension. Otherwise, tariffs on China would have gone up to 145%, so it stands at 30%, which may take the pressure off retailers on the cost of Christmas goods. Plus, a reading on inflation for July. The CPI comes in at 2.7% for the year, with energy prices dropping. The CPI cooling from June, reinforcing a possible Fed interest cut in September. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now, 75 degrees, and it is a bit of a rainy morning here in Pensacola. State regulators have temporarily halted Florida Power and Light's proposed base rate increases after a potential settlement was reached. Details of that settlement have not yet been disclosed. The State Office of Public Counsel has also not agreed to it. FPL is expected to file the settlement details by August 20th. They'll have a hearing this fall with the Public Service Commission. The original proposal sought to increase rates by $1.545 billion in 2026, $927 million in 2027, along with additional costs for solar energy projects in the subsequent years. FPL says the potential settlement will help the utility meet their growing demands and provide reliable service. Now, critics, though, say that that deal was reached behind closed doors, and they object to the higher rates. Florida's DOGE team will be in Pensacola conducting an audit next week. The state planning to audit the city, citing several areas of concern. The DOGE team is looking at 9 areas of the city's budget. That'll include management practices, homeless services, and DEI. The agency is requiring documentation and physical access to city facilities and data systems as they conduct that audit. Mayor D.C. Reeves telling Channel 3 he welcomes the investigation and he's looking forward to working with the DOGE team. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Aaron could be a hurricane by the end of the week. The storm currently churning in the eastern Atlantic after forming west of the Cabo Verde Islands. The National Hurricane Center said Monday Aaron's maximum sustained winds were about 45 miles an hour. The storm's expected to head westward towards the northeast Caribbean. Right now, too early to tell how the storm would impact the U.S. Communication between students, teachers, and parents are key elements to a successful school year. The Santa Rosa School District has some new high-tech options in that regard.
School's back in session. The Santa Rosa School District has launched an app to help parents keep up with the activities in the classroom and in school. The Rooms feature is now live, allowing parents to message teachers directly. The app's available in the iOS App Store or Android Play Store. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, a man that escaped from a jail in St. Pete is back in custody. Jamie Jenks was arrested in Fort Myers yesterday. He'd escaped from a community release facility about a week ago. Citizens Property Insurance has added more than 600 policies last week, bringing their total to 783,344. That's up from 782,728 last week and 781,467 a couple of weeks ago. The gradual increase comes during a pause in Citizens' depopulation program, and that's when Citizens tries to transition customers off of their roles and into the private insurance market. The pause is linked to the current hurricane season. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now if you are on I-10 westbound between Davis Highway and Highway 29. Seeing some minor delays through that construction zone. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 80% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Wednesday, 80% chance of rain, high near 89. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Heading into your Thursday, 40% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got rainy and 78 degrees here in Pensacola this morning. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. Your money now. Stocks open open a little bit higher this morning. The Dow is up 246 and 3/4 points at 44,221.84. S&P up 40 points, 64,1352. NASDAQ up 158 and 1/4 points, 21,543. 10-year bond rate up at 4.298%. Gold down 10.40 at 33.94.30. Silver down 7 cents, 37.71. And crypto mostly up. Bitcoin's up 358 at 119,548. Ethereum's up $138. Solana's up 103. Dogecoin, of course, down by a fraction of a cent today. It's currently sitting at 22 cents. XRP is up by a cent. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines today. Apple expected to unveil the thinnest iPhone ever at a hardware event next month.
Today we're going to talk about Apple Watch, AirPods, and iPhone.
Along with iPhone 17, Apple is set to release the 17 Pro and 17 Pro Max. Announcements are also expected on updates for the Apple Watch and AirPods. The iPhone 17 is expected to be priced at around $800. The Pro model could cost around $1,050, and the Pro Max is expected to have a price tag of $1,250. I'm Michael Kastner.
Thank you very much, Michael. Well, the Consumer Price Index report is out. Inflation is up a little bit less than was expected. July numbers out today from the Labor Department show the CPI, which is a general measure of how much people are paying for goods and services, and key inflation indicator, was up 0.2% from June. That's about 0.1% less than what analysts were predicting. Harvard University reportedly near an agreement to end its dispute with the Trump administration. The New York Times reporting that the current framework for that deal would call for Harvard to spend $500 million on education and vocational programs. It would allow Harvard to avoid having to pay anything directly to the federal government. And Ford planning a $5 billion investment in the U.S. It would be in Kentucky and Michigan for new electric vehicle projects.
It's going to be a truck. Be super roomy inside, faster than a turbo Mustang.
That's Ford CEO Jim Farley announcing Monday that the money would be going towards creating 4,000 jobs. The new truck is described as being a mid-sized four-door that starts at around $30,000. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Welcome to Regeneration Station, where you can get relief from pain, improve mental health, relieve stress, and so much more. The Energy Room features the latest in scalar and biophotonic energy. They also offer cold plunge and sauna therapy.
And now they offer the Aphrodite Ace Sculpt Machine. Sculpt your body and boost your confidence with no downtime.
Regeneration Station, where wellness meets innovation. Discover a healthier you naturally. On North 9th Avenue, across from Winn-Dixie, and online at regenerationstation850.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 wants to know what you think about our programming. Join the Listener Advisory Board and fill out our quick survey. Your feedback helps us shape the shows you love and discover new ones. Whether it's news, talk, sports, or other programming, we want to hear your suggestions and ideas. It takes just a few minutes, and it makes a big difference. Visit newsradio923.com today to fill out the survey. Let's make your listening experience even better. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Yeah, we're talking about Doge. The Florida Doge is going to be doing an audit on Pensacola. And the and we got a texter here. And I've seen quite a few comments about this online as well. Can we get Doge to investigate FPL, Florida Power and Light, with the rate increases that constantly happen and everything? Yeah, I totally get that. Hey, Bands of the Beach, Band on the Beach is back. Every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion at Pensacola Beach, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And, you know, one of the things is, we got a couple texts, is it still going to go on with the rain we have today? So far, I've not heard anything. So I do believe, at least for now, we will still have our bands on the beach tonight. But, you know, that could obviously change. So once we know something, we will let you know. Also, be sure to go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill out our listener advisory board survey. You have till the end of the month to weigh in on our programming and help us with our programming decisions. So be sure to go online there to help with that area as well. Then and just go to newsradio923.com. There's a pop-up that comes up, and you should be able to access it that way. So it shouldn't be a problem that like that. All right, a couple of things here. First of all, yesterday was the first day of school for many people in the Pensacola area. We've got some other schools that are starting a little bit later, but you know we're starting to get into the swing of things when it comes to schools. And I saw this story here, which was the homeschool groups. Or homeschooling in general, has risen 46% over the past 5 years in the state of Florida. This is pretty significant. I mean, 46% is significant anyway, but this is even more significant because Florida is already one of the top homeschool states in the country. Like we you know what I mean? Like, we already had one of the top homeschool rates in the country. So for this to be you know, go up 46%, holy cow, that's quite a bit. So I thought that was pretty interesting aspect in general right there, that wow, we already one of the states that had the most homeschoolers, and then you went ahead and just added in 46% more people. Now, I'll say this. There has been a lot of controversy as it pertains to homeschool because of, in the state of Florida, we have Florida Virtual School. And I've talked to so many people about Florida Virtual School, and I'm talking about like educators who feel like people who do, there's some who will use Florida Virtual School and Florida Homeschool to advance quicker, to graduate early, to do something to have early graduation, or to even get credits towards college. But then many others will use it as a way to just not go to school. It's like an informal, dropout. Like, you're not officially dropping out of school, but it's kind of like you dropped out of school, is the way that they look at it. So, I don't know. So when I see a 46% increase, I'm like, I get very conflicting because I'm huge homeschool component proponent. I love it. But I have talked to enough people, and I've actually seen it in my life with people who've quote unquote homeschooled, but they're really just dropouts. They're not doing anything. And so when I see a 46% increase over the past 5 years, I'm like, oh boy. Now, some of that is obviously COVID, right? Over the past 5 years, there was COVID, and some people went to homeschool and they've just kind of stayed with homeschool. Or during COVID, they went to quote unquote homeschool, but they technically were dropped out and they just have not gone back to school. Whew, I don't know. What do you think? What's the reasoning for increase in homeschooling? 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents or delays to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly again. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thank you very much, John. A couple of random facts here for you. Cows don't automatically make milk. Nope. They have to have a calf first before they can make milk. So there you go. I had a joke about that. I'm going to leave it alone. The role for Will Smith's part in Men in Black was originally offered to David Schwimmer.
Unbelievable.
From Friends.
Yes.
But he turned it down, thankfully.
It wouldn't have made the movie
David
right.
David Schwimmer, the voice for the giraffe in Madagascar. No. No, thank you. No.
No.
Then let's see here. We also have, where is it? Movies and TV shows that feature time travel are banned in China. That's right. So no Back to the Future, no Quantum Leap, nothing like that. If you go to China. So, and you, I don't know, can you have it on your phone even?
I don't know. Probably not.
There's more than 61 million people that were using pagers back in 1994. 61 million people using the number today. Yeah, that's right. There are still people using pagers today. Around 2 million.
Wow.
2 million people still use pagers, and it's mostly in hospitals. Apparently hospitals do. I didn't know that. Apparently hospitals do.
You're right.
But, you know, I didn't realize that. Kind of cool. Let's go over to our text line. We're talking about homeschool. 46% increase in homeschooling over the past 5 years here in the state of Florida. And I'm saying kind of mixed on that because I'm a supporter of homeschooling, but I also know many people who use the excuse of homeschooling to basically drop out. and the parents are just like, whatever, I don't want to deal with this. Got a few texts here. In 60,000 students used the Personal Education Program Scholarship, which is specifically for students for home education. The program is capped at 60,000 students and is currently at capacity. The average scholarship amount is $8,000. Oh, thank you very much for that. Here's no one says, nationally, I would say school violence. Oh, school violence is the reason why we're seeing an increase in homeschooling here, even in the state of Florida. I see that. Another text. Some cases, parents are overprotective. Some parents just don't care. Here's another text. I know somebody who let her son drop out of school, signed them up for homeschooling so that she could keep her child support going, even though she was really going to school, wasn't really going to school. And she told her kid not to tell the father because of his age. Child support would have stopped because he quit school. Yeah, that's I've seen that actually multiple times, unfortunately. Multiple times is what I've seen. So hopefully it's not that. But yeah, I've seen that. That's why I was saying I'm mixed on this, because I've seen it happening, you know? Let's see here. My daughter started kindergarten this year, and she's being homeschooled. And the reason why we're not doing public school is because of all the controversy today that is going on with sexualization of children, the teaching of homosexuality in school, taking God out of school, teaching second graders how to masturbate, also declining in reading rates, test rates, GPAs. Teachers don't teach the basics anymore. Another text, another perspective on homeschooling numbers. Many moms and dads discovered they could be their child's teacher because of COVID-19. Oh, actually, I've seen that as well. Good point. And then there's another text. Pagers can be used in places where cell phones would cause big problems. Oh, that's why it's in the, is that what you're saying? Well, that's why it's in the hospitals? Is that? Oh, very interesting. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear? Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out. Simple. News Radio 92.3.
Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew here. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Here's another text. We're talking about homeschooling is increased 46% in the state of Florida, and I was saying why, and I'm a little concerned with that because I'm a proponent of homeschooling, yet I also know a lot of people who use homeschooling as an excuse to let their kid drop out and still seem like their kid's not dropped out. Text here. I believe the increase in homeschooling has to do with the lack of discipline in school, violence, and the teachers being so discouraged. They don't care anymore because of the lack of support for them. That's exactly it. I don't blame teachers. I blame a lot of the parents who've disheartened teachers, you know. Best Buy and IKEA are partnering. Pretty soon, you'll start to see IKEA sections in Best Buy, where you can get kitchen designs and storage planning services and buy different things there. They're actually launching this in Florida and Texas. Not here in Pensacola, though. The closest places to us would be Boynton Beach, Daytona Beach, Lakeland, Melbourne, and Waterford Lakes, Florida. But those are the first places that they're launching these mix IKEA Best Buy combinations. So kind of a cool thing there. Some crazy stories here for you. It's officially pumpkin spice season, at least according to Krispy Kreme. They just started selling a bunch of pumpkin spice stuff. Instead on Instagram, quote, "Pumpkin spice season starts when we say it does." Ooh, taking a little dig at Starbucks, I think, because Starbucks has always claimed that they are the pumpkin spice kings or queens. So there you go. 55% of Americans sometimes skip lunch to get more work done. 55%. We also, on average, forget to eat lunch an average of 2 days a week. Oh, I do all the time. I get to working and I just work. And next thing I know, I'm like, I'm starving. Why am I so hungry? And they're like, oh, I didn't eat. A new study found that smartphones are ruining our brains.
No way.
And they're making young people less responsible than ever. Yes, it's what science is finding.
That's what science.
And one of the big, it's science. You can't argue with the science. One of the main areas that they're seeing a struggle with is watching short videos. You know, like TikTok and Instagram stories and reels and Facebook reels and all that stuff.
Right.
Apparently, watching these short videos ruins our brain because it teaches our brain to basically be ADHD. It teaches our brain to like, okay, I'm done with this. I got to get to the next thing. And so, yeah.
That makes sense.
It does make sense when you think about it that way. I got some more crazy stories here for you, some more crazy headlines. But first, let's get traffic on the fives.
Just had an accident happened on Brent Lane and Davis Highway at that intersection. The roadway is blocked. First responders are on their way, so just be aware of that. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. So we were just talking about, you know, smartphones could be ruining our brains. Well, another study in the UK found that human connection to nature has declined 60% over the past 200 years. That's right. There is 60%. Wait, what? You're saying we don't go out in nature anymore? Yeah, that's pretty much the accuracy of it. Yeah, we don't go out in nature anymore. Oh, I love this story. You know, we talk about AI a lot. And Google's Gemini, that's their AI, apparently is dealing with depression issues. That's
the
right.
The AI itself is, right? Did I
the
hear that right?
AI itself is dealing with depression and self-esteem issues.
So are they going to have
Google's
AI
engineers
therapists?
Are aware of it. What's that?
AI therapist, maybe, for the AI?
Yeah, the AI therapist needs a therapy.
Right.
Oh my goodness. This cracks me up. That how can it have self-esteem issues? But apparently Google is working on a fix for it. They said it's stuck in a infinite loop of self-esteem issues. And just overall glum.
So
it has sad messages about itself.
So the AI is sad.
Yes.
Oh, the poor thing.
So, for example, a series of posts on social media show some of the self-critical responses. In one screenshot, Gemini admits it can't solve a coding problem and concludes, quote, I have failed. You should not have to deal with this level of incompetence. I am truly and deeply sorry for this entire disaster. Goodbye.
I like that.
Here's another one on August 7th. I am a failure. I am a disgrace. I am a disgrace. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. So, Google's Gemini AI having an identity crisis right now. Tough to be AI,
tough,
I guess.
I know.
Yeah. This story cracks me up. A guy in Arizona was sentenced to 29 years in jail after trying to kill his former bosses. Why? What in the world prompted this? Well, because they tried to coach him on his hygiene habits.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Tried to coach him on his hygiene habits. And he was like, not having it, I guess. Like, how dare you? What's wrong with my hygiene habits?
I smell good today.
Exactly. What do you mean? What do you mean I stink? It's my natural perfume. You know, I smell wonderful. No, you don't actually. So
it's Odour is the name of the fragrance.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, he apparently tried to kill his bosses because they tried to help him with his own hygiene. Wow, that's next level. And then finally, China's trend for adults is apparently spreading worldwide. It's a disturbing trend. Adult pacifiers. That's right. Adults are using pacifiers out in public to help control their anxiety. Now, nations around the other nations are trying to crack down on making sure
local talk in the morning, 5 to 9.